Carl Eller. My name is Big Daddy. I'm here in Sioux City, Iowa.
Okay.
How you doing, buddy? Welcome to Sioux City.
You betcha. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing really good, and I'll tell you why. It's an honor to talk with number 81 of the Purple People Eaters. I've been a lifelong Vikings fan. I've been through all the ups and all the downs, and you've been a big part of my life personally, and I just wanted to thank you for spending some time with me this morning. It's really fun to talk to a football legend in my mind.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
Now, you're calling in today because there's so many Vikings questions I want to ask you, and I don't know what kind of time you have, but I know you're calling in, like you had mentioned, the Pork Rind Appreciation Day, which is coming up in February, and you are teaming up with Coach Mike Ditka for the Gridiron Greats.
Gridiron Greats.
Yeah, now, you're one of the spokesmen, you and Mike Golick. So tell me about this event. What's going on for Pork Rind Appreciation Day?
Well, what's happening is snacks for snacks, you know, talking about pork rinds, a small batch. You've got all the flavors and everything, and we're trying to raise money for a former player through the Gridiron Greats. And, of course, it's going to be teaming up with Mike Ditka down there at the Super Bowl. So we want to let people know about the contest and all that stuff, and so it'll be perfectly for someone who's just have snacks or pork rinds. They got the different flavors, and it's for a good cause. That's what it's all about. So I'm glad to be on and talk to you today.
You ever hit him? You ever hit Ditka?
Well, rarely, because that was defensive lineman, and, you know, he was a tight end there. But he would try to block me coming out once in a while. But most of the time, he was in the pass route, so he was a receiver. He threw the ball to him, a big guy, but he was fast, too, had a lot of speed. So we tried to keep the ball from him, you know. That way we could win the game if he had too many balls.
Talking to Carl Eller, football legend, NFL Hall of Famer, and with this with this Ditka Foundation, you're trying to gather money to help out a lot of old football players who, you know, it's not, when you played, Carl, it isn't the same as when you played now. I mean, you had a lot of wear and tear on those bodies back then.
Well, you had a lot of wear and tear on the bodies, and of course, I'm fortunate that I didn't have too many, but I can feel them now myself, so I know what these are all about. You know, the money helps the guys. You know, it's not just getting the treatment, which is a big, big, big deal. They go to some kind of specialist and secure their joints or pains or muscles or whatever. But also, sometimes getting there, the guys live all over the country, not always right next, you know, to the treatment or hospital. So they have to provide transportation. That's one of the areas that the Ditka Foundation Gridiron Greats helps in, and they get those guys there and housing and all that. So it's quite a big deal, and it's really there to help the guys. And you know, I'm so glad I can chip in and do what I can do. And then this contest is a big contest. It's on the Super Bowl Sunday. Sacks for sacks is really is important for, you know, guys like myself and the other retirees.
Talking to Minnesota Vikings legend Carl Eller, and played on the Purple People Eaters. Carl, if you'd be so kind, if I could spend just a couple of minutes with you talking about those days. You played alongside a gentleman who was here a couple of years ago, Alan Page, a Supreme Court Justice, very soft-spoken man, very educated man, but an animal on the football field. What can you say about Alan Page?
Well, Alan, you know, is really one of the great guys. He's a great player. You know, when I joined the Vikings, I joined Jim Marshall. He was the other end. Was very receptive, you know, and we provided the what really needed from the outside. But when Alan came, he put the pressure on Miller. He was so godly. He was so fast, you know. He'd get off the ball and he put the pressure in the middle, and of course he'd come in from the outside and then kind of hem the quarterbacks in. That's really what one of the things that made us so great, the pressure in the middle. And he was teamed up with Gary Larson, who was the other tackle on the inside, you know. And so we had a good four. The four of us have made a good combination. And Alan was such a great guy. He would come in to practice. That's before we would practice every day. It started about 10 o'clock. And he would just barely make it. He'd come in with his classroom clothes on, and he'd get dressed just in time to get on the field with us. He's an amazing guy.
I'm glad you mentioned number 77, Gary Larson, because I think he's kind of the forgotten man. That's such an extraordinary defensive front. What can you say about Gary Larson? Is he still with us? Do you still have contact with him?
Well, yeah, Gary is out on the, not kind of on the coast, but he's out west, and we still have contact. We don't see him as much because he's, not right here in the Twin Cities. But Gary was an important part of that whole four, and you can't forget about Gary because he was real steadfast. He was a guy who'd get those runners, tried to sneak through there, and Gary would tackle him or block him up, and we get the sack, or we get the guys, and Gary was an important part of this whole operation. So there's no way we can forget about him. But he did live out west. I can't remember what city he lived in, and he was kind of involved in car salesmen for a long time. Of course, he's retired now. And you realize we are talking about a long, long, long time ago. Man, it's hard to believe the years have passed. But we're all still here, and I have contact with the guys, Marshall and Paige. All kind of retired. But it was a great, great, great gathering of just super people.
Oh, man. On the other side of the line, of course, number 70, Jim Marshall, a man who should be in the Hall of Fame. Do you think he's going to be getting in this time around?
Well, I hope he gets in. I know this is aggravation that he's been in for a long time. I went through that for a number of years. But, man, there's really one. You go and you wait and wait for the call, and call to the hall is what we call it. Jim deserves to be there. Sure, he was a key guy, and not just for us, but the rest of us, the front four, but he was a motivated guy. You know, regardless of what was going on with Jim, he would always be ready to go. We were practicing in cold weather, and Jim would be out there. He was the leader, even not just for the game, but get us ready, and boy, we look at Jim, and he was there ready to go, and of course, we couldn't be not ready, what I mean? And he was an inspiration to all of us, and he and Coach Grant were really good friends, and I think Coach Grant depended on him a lot to get the rest of the guys ready. It's kind of how we saw Jim really as a leader.
We're talking to Carl Eller, Minnesota Vikings legend. Man, I could talk to you all day, and I know you haven't got the time, but what do you think about the Vikings' performance in the year 2022?
Well, they've been impressive, I'll tell you, man. Every game has been down to the wire, and I tell you, man, it's like incredible the way they've stuck in there. And that's a big part of the game. It's easier to be a front runner. You go out and you wipe the team away and you're ahead and all that stuff. But, man, they've come in there to the last minute, the last second, and won games just by sticking in there. And you got to realize sometimes players kind of forget. People don't think that they're really human beings out there. It's sometimes really hard to keep that momentum up, to keep the faith, the last minute. It is a 60-minute game. That. Coaches tell you that. At the halftime, you're reminded of that. But sometimes it's just hard. You see the clock ticking and you see things not go your way. Maybe you don't get the first down, or you don't get the what you expect, the big play, the pass, or it doesn't work. You got to send the defense in there and hold them and all that stuff. And we used to say, you know, when we had the lead, but in this case, these guys don't always have the lead. They come from behind, you know. And we used to say to the offense, well, hold them, you know, hold on to the ball. But really, it's those last minutes that are so vital. You got to stay in there because you can win the game. It's a 60-minute game, but sometimes it's hard to remember, remind yourself of that.
NFL Hall of Famer from 2004, Carl Eller with the Minnesota Vikings. What do you say when the argument comes up that the athletes today are so much bigger, so much faster, so much better? It's a whole different. What do you say as an old-timer? Would you like to go up against some of these guys every once in a while?
Well, they are impressive, you know, especially the receivers. I see the guys that throw the ball up, and they go up and get the ball, and then they're tackling, and they're in all these positions. You know, it's like, it's hard to say. I don't know. I give the guys today a lot of credit for what they do and how they play. The game is still exciting, you know. And really, it says a lot for the fans, the fan support, you know, the guys that stay in there to be with you. I can't believe I walk along the streets. I look probably similarly to what I look like then. I've lost a few pounds. But, you know, the whole thing is that we've had fans that have been there and they recognize me on the street. And when I have my ball clothes on, I have my mask on and all that stuff, they go, "Girl, oh." It's sensational. It's phenomenal. So I want to give a lot of credit to the fans. You know, and thank you for hosting us today. We've got a lot of fans down there, Sioux City, and they come up for the games. And I want to remind them too, you know, SAC, the Grand Greats, and the whole contest, Polk Pride Appreciation Day, man. I hope they get a chance to win the jackpot and Polk Pride for a whole year, man. That'd be a great, great prize.
Man, I would love to sit around and talk with you forever. I know I got to let you go. Carl Eller, thank you so much for spending time with this lifelong Vikings fan, and I wish you all the best. I heard you went back to school, got your degree and everything. What's that say about you animals up there on the purple people eaters that y'all went back, got educated, and, you know?
Well, I have my degree, and of course I ran a recovery center for long years, for not a lot of years, worked with the NFL, did all that stuff. Education is a big component of who we are and what we strive to do and what we promote. So I appreciate your saying that. And thank you for being a supporter and a fan and remember Fort Bryant Appreciation Day. Thank you.
Well, you're one of my favorites. My next jersey I'm buying is number 81, Carl Eller. Thank you for spending time with us. I wish you well in your future endeavors. And skull, baby. Skull Vikes.
Skull. Yeah, skull Vikings.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.